Today, I'm joined with Wellington Zindowe, who is the director of the Youth Forum. Thanks for joining me, Wellington.
Thank you.
Voter registration for youth has been a big issue. We see that many are having an issue when they're trying to practice their national right to register to vote, saying that they're facing circumstances and obstacles. What are you seeing when you go through the communities? What are the youth telling you?
You define that since elections are said to be a bit far away, normally the registrar's office would not want to move around into areas where most young people would be found. So to this effect, you'd realize that most of the registration centers are located quite very far away from most of the places where people are staying. And as a result, it would require quite a lot of resources by the young people, whom we are quite aware that they are not employed, for them to be able to access or go to these registration points. And in certain instances whereby independent organizations, like, say, let's say the Youth Forum, would organize and offer assistance in terms of transport to these prospective registrants, you'd find that they would face calculated frustrations by the officers at the registrar general's offices. And these frustrations, they vary from office to office. But one central running theme is that they believe that since they have not been given a central command from the registrar general to register young people, they believe that elections are still to be proclaimed by the president. And as a result, they don't want to register such young people who would come in groups and looking quite organized to get registered.
What about the issue of identification? We know that some are saying that has been one of their major issues, that the Register General's offices will deny them based off the lack of identification.
Yes, I would want to tie the issue of lack of identification by the young people to the issue of, I think, the distance to which they are supposed to go and get some of these documents. Like I've indicated before, it really requires some certain input at the level of resources, that is to say man. For example, what we are discovering is that on average, a young person in the rural areas would need to fork not less than $10 for them to get to the nearest registration center. That is where they will be able to access the national identity card and also where they can be able to be registered. So as a result, these young people will remain without proper identification documents for up to a very long time because of these prohibitive factors like lack of resources, particularly money to get to those registration centers.
How many voter-aged youth are not registered?
Yeah, I think roughly this is not a statistic that we have verified through research. But according to our normal interactions in our work, we would realize that I think 3 in every 5 youth do not have these documents or would want to register, but are quite unable to do so because of these numerous prohibitive factors. Particularly, this situation is quite very rampant in the rural areas and also in urban high-density areas.
Now, moving forward, as you have been working to register the youth, what are some of the maybe tactics you're using to get the youth to be able to be registered to vote so that they can, bear their rights to vote?
We've been doing some kind of road shows, music shows, but the crux of the matter lies around actually getting these young people to the centers to register to vote, which is an issue that can only be addressed like during or maybe towards elections when there will be mobile registration kind of facility that will be okayed by the Registrar General's office.
Mr. Zindowe, I appreciate what you're doing for the youth and giving them the opportunity to go out and practice their right to vote.
Thank you, Tatiana.
You have been listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues. This is Tatenda Gumbo. Join me next time.